This Sunday, the Museum of History New South Wales, in collaboration with the non-profit organisation Murrumbidgee, invites you to celebrate First Nations cultures at Rouse Hill Estate on Darug Country. This year's NAIDOC Week theme, The Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy, is a celebration of not only the achievements and experiences of the past, but the bright future ahead for First Nations communities. To tell us more about the upcoming event, we have Dave Key on the line. He's the Visitor Services Coordinator for the New South Wales Museum of History. Dave, thanks for joining me this morning.
Oh, what have you met again? Budgery Bayesi Wunya. So, hello, friends. It's good to speak with you too. Happy NAIDOC.
Happy NAIDOC to you as well. Can you tell us a brief history of NAIDOC and more specifically, what does NAIDOC mean to you?
Oh, look, we're celebrating 50 years of NAIDOC, but it does go back to 1938 to the Day of Mourning protests and the commemorations that took place throughout the 40s and 50s. But by the 70s, we're looking at a NAIDOC event, which then allocates a week in July, and it's been celebrated ever since to just celebrate our strengths and our culture, our language, but also to continue to elevate our voices in mainstream Australian culture. But for me, this year it's taken on quite a different tone as well, but it kind of relates to the theme of this year. We've lost family, we've lost elders, particularly close to me over the last 12 months. So it's a way of honouring them, making sure that what they've passed down to myself and what I pass on to my children and the young ones around me, there's a continuity of the lessons, of the cultures, of the sounds, of the sights and everything that we bring with country into the next generation. So that's something that I'll be taking with me into this event on Sunday the 13th at Rouse Hill.
Yeah, and as you just alluded to, this year's NAIDOC theme is The Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy. Can you explain to us a bit more the meaning behind this theme?
Well, I've been reflecting on this with some of our some of the mob on the meaning around this, and I think in particular it's a real opportunity to celebrate the achievements of the past, but also look ahead to what the future means for us. So, on the back of the efforts of our elders and our ancestors, what I hope this theme reminds people and helps us to understand that we're walking with our young ones. We're Wallangamuru, which is Darug, for walking the path, to help the young ones, to keep them strong, to strengthen their confidence and their voices, to continue the great sharing of cultures, the great work that that the elders before us have done for us.
Yeah, great. And what sort of activities and cultural experiences will be taking place at Rouse Hill this Sunday for NAIDOC Week? What can visitors expect?
Oh, Rouse Hill Estate is one of 11 sites at Museums of History New South Wales has. And we'll be partnering out at Rouse Hill Estate. We partner with Murrumbidgee, so not-for-profit organisation, First Nations organisation that promotes Darug voices. And they're helping us put on a really great event where there'll be boomerang throwing. So up on one of our paddocks at, near the top of the house, families will be able to take a boomerang and practice their skills at boomerang throwing. They'll be able to sit down in the sun to listen to the sounds of the didge. They'll probably participate in a bit of dancing if they're up for it. Weaving, they could sit and sit with country and sit with some of the mob to weave and take their time in just listening to the stories. Of course, it'll kick off with a welcome and a smoking ceremony. Plenty of opportunities to yarn with elders. And we're joined by our friends at CWA and Rotary to bring the food for us too. So it's going to be a really great event and the weather's going to be great. So I think I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it sounds like a great schedule that you've got lined up. And in participating in this event, what do you hope attendees understand about the traditions of the Darug people?
Look, we've got I hope they get the chance to nyata, to listen to our Darug elders.
Yeah.
I hope they also get the opportunity to understand that the Darug traditions sit with country, but also similar traditions are shared across different First Nations cultures as well. So there's a lot of activities happening out of Western Sydney. That's celebrating Darug culture, and I hope, you know, at the end of this week, which will be on the Sunday 30th of July, it's a gentle reflection, a time to unwind, and that's what a lot of culture is about taking time to listen, taking time to speak, and taking time to be with your family, to be with country, and listen to the Darug stories.
Yeah, great. So this event is taking place this Sunday, so be sure to check out the full program, and you can book your tickets online via the Museum of History New South Wales website. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Dave. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Will. And didgerigaw, and take care.